Jennifer Benko on the fishbowl. Welcome.
Aloha.
Thank you for taking the time to swim in the bowl with me. I hope the temperature's just right.
It is.
Awesome. Perfect. Well, first, let me just say I'm a huge fan. Texas Chainsaw Massacre Part 3 is, I often consider, like, the new nightmare franchise.
Nice.
I was wondering, what was it like, you know, being part of Friday the 13th and Texas Chainsaw at such a young age? And were you always a horror fan? Did you just feel like immersed in it?
Okay, so it was amazing to be part of both of those franchises and to be part of two movies that were, the concept did not get to make it to the screen. Both of them had so many controversies through both of them, and so many of the suits that sit in the office that pay the money not wanting us to do certain things. So I wish we could see the final products the way that they were meant to be and envisioned, but like, how cool to be a part of something that had that much backlash while it was being created, right?
Right.
And growing up, I was one of those kids that would get my friends to go in the mirror and do the Bloody Mary, you know?
Yes.
So I was always trying to like invoke things. And when I was younger, the dead used to speak to me. When we would drive by cemeteries and stuff, it would just get so loud in my head. And I was at my dad's before I came here. And he drove me past the cemetery that used to be the loudest when I was younger. And I was like, Dad, I don't hear him anymore. And he was like, oh, you knew what I was doing. You know what I mean? So there's like, there's proof that these are the things that, you know. So.
Right.
I was already like connected to things like that, and then Kane was so amazing about having my brother and I come to set and showed us, like, you know, he first let me see him without the mask, you know, when I saw him in the Jason costume, so that none of that bothered me. And then he let my brother and I come and watch them blow stuff up on days when I wasn't working. And then when I was doing Texas Chainsaw, they were like, hey, we have a surprise for you tomorrow, you're gonna be really excited. And I'm like, surprise for me. And they had Kane come in. I had to be on a scaffold on Texas Chainsaw to do that whack in the window, right? So it was considered a stunt or whatever, because I'm really high on this scaffold. And they had Kane came out and was the stunt coordinator for that and a couple other things, you know, during that day. So
awesome.
Yeah. They definitely made me feel very special and included. And Kane doesn't even remember, guys, how big of an impact he had on me when I was a child. We were talking about it when we were filming 13 Fanboy. To remember it. It was like such a monumental thing for my little brother and I. You know, it just goes to show you, you never know the impact that you're having on kids.
Exactly.
You know? Just a little bit of your time to a kid can mean the world. You know?
I know. I mean, I have a funny story. It's not with anyone here, but the first celebrity that I ever met was Bruce Campbell.
Okay.
And he came to Pittsburgh to promote his new book at the time. Make Love with Bruce Campbell.
Okay.
And his new film at the time, Man with the Screaming Brains. And he was the first celebrity I ever met. I was super nervous.
Right.
And I was at a theater, and I was like one of the first people to go in with my ticket. And I was like trembling, you know, and this is Bruce Campbell.
Yes.
He's sitting at his table, like, you know, you're behind here.
Yes.
He gets up from his chair, walks around from behind the table, and I go to shake his hand, my hand's like trembling,
right.
And he says, no, shaking hands is for politicians, we get hugs around here. And he gave me the biggest fair hug and just totally eased the whole situation. Bruce Campbell and horror icons in general.
I love that.
They're some of the nicest down to earth people.
Yes. We definitely have a horror family. It's horror fam. We are a family. And it's amazing that the more I come to these, you know, you meet your fans, and then those fans become your friends, and then they become family. You know what I mean? And so, like, I have people that were fans that I had never met, started hanging out at cons, where we like actually talk on the phone now. If they're having a bad day or I'm having a bad day, you know, we're sending each other like shit to get through the day.
Right, right.
You know, which is amazing and not something that I ever envisioned when I first like started doing these things, you know.
That's really awesome.
I mean, like, most of the time when I come to these things and I start talking to the bands and asking what they're into and what they do, they're so much more talented and creative than I could ever hope to be, you know? I don't know. It's a really cool experience. I don't think you can really explain it to people how, like, all-encompassing it is unless you come and experience it. You're not going to experience it your first con. You got to start doing the circuit.
You got to experience what, you know, what all of them are like, what everybody's like.
I mean, you do have your like, bad eggs. I've seen people, they do this.
Right, right, right.
They do not interact. They're just there for the money. They don't.
I know.
It breaks my heart when I see that. You know. But for the most part, I mean, you've got people like me, you've got your Felicity Roses, you've got your Darcy's, you know, you've got these people that we're here for you guys. We're so excited to meet the fans. Like, we talk about ourselves enough, you know, like, we want to know about you. And it's
I have to say, just to plug myself real quick.
Yeah, do it. Plug it up.
I went to school for screenwriting here in Pittsburgh.
Okay.
And movies, of course, love from Skiing, Texas Chainsaw.
Yes.
So a huge inspiration. So I'm on influences on my own writing style. Stuff that I love to write. And I'm currently in the process of getting my first feature off the ground.
Nice.
The working title is Hellraisers.
Okay.
And the log line story criminal lovers clash street clubs and demon greaser twins on a haunted island. And since we have CJ Graham over there, I have to say that one of the main inspirations for that script is Highway to Hell.
Okay.
A film that he plays Outpop in.
Yeah.
And, you know, originally I wanted to do like a sequel to Highway to Hell, but I couldn't do it because of the title popped right now.
Yeah, it's hard when you start getting in. I wanted to reprise her because I was supposed to come back as the killer. In part four, Sally was supposed to have the mask, and Leatherface was supposed to die. Like in the original ending, he was and got rated X three times because of my part, and like whatever. So I wanted to reprise that, and what she would be like my age now. And then go backwards to what happened to her after this, and then what made her be the way that she is, going in and out of group homes and all the crazy fucking shit that like she went through. But getting the fucking finding out how I can fucking do that without getting in trouble, because I think it would be it's such a broad idea that instead of doing a movie, it would be better as like a little like docu series or whatever. You go more in depth of like the stuff, but so then I'm like trying to think of like how I could like people would know it was that without saying any of the references or whatever, and it just gets dicey.
I know. It's much like the Friday the 13th franchise. With, you know, rebooting it and making it. It's a messy, like legal territory.
Yeah. I mean, if nobody really sees it, then you're fine. But God forbid it catches on.
I know.
Then they come for you.
Right.
And then that's after how many years you put this time and effort in, and everybody has come in to help you out, and you know.
I know.
So then I sit stuck with the pen and the paper again. So like, maybe a new idea? I don't know. But I've always wanted, you know, to do that.
Well, I wanted to let you know, I friended you on Facebook, and I started following you on Instagram, and I did a post on Thursday, and I tagged you in promoting the interview that I've written here at Horror Realm, and if you ever need someone to help flesh out ideas, or get something started, I would love love to.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Awesome.
Well, Jennifer, my last question for you is, what are some of your favorite films?
Okay. So it's not gonna be what you guys are like thinking. It's not gonna be like that. So like, my favorite films are gonna be The Neverending Story, Princess Bride. Those are my two favorite. And then as far as like scary shit, the Saw franchise is my favorite.
Solid.
Awesome.
It's just so twisty, guys. Yeah, I love that psychological fucking shit. You know what I mean? Like, when you're like plug your nose, like, my friends used to say, plug your nose, we're going deep, because I like to go into the depths and the psychology of things. And so, that to me is way scarier, because it's way more plausible that shit is happening all around without anybody knowing.
Right.
You know?
Definitely. Awesome.
Way more than, like, people being snatched in the middle of the night.
Right.
More than some guy chasing people with a freaking mask.
Right.
You know what I mean? That could happen too. I'm sure it has. But that psychological, that probably is already happening. They might be giving somebody's testimony. You know?
Right.
Like I said, I was the girl that was giving her all the friends to choose a Bloody Mary. You know what I mean?
Yep. Yep. Awesome. Well,
did I answer your question at all?
You did. I'm not going to ask for one more thing.
Okay.
Take a deep dive.
I will when they come on TV.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. I'm a heart to hearter. I need my heart to heart with you.
Oh, of course.